Have you ever resolved a fight with your partner, yet still felt that lingering tension? That strange emotional distance where you're physically together but mentally miles apart? This is what Jocelyn and Aaron Freeman call an argument hangover, the emotional residue that persists long after conflicts technically end. Unlike alcohol hangovers that fade by afternoon, these relationship after effects can linger for days or even years as undercurrents of disconnection. What's particularly striking is that communication satisfaction among couples averages only 36.67 out of 100, revealing just how universal this struggle is. The good news? The goal isn't avoiding arguments entirely, an impossible feat between two different humans, but shortening recovery time and transforming conflicts into opportunities for deeper connection. When we shift our perspective, disagreements become not relationship threats, but growth catalysts that strengthen our bonds. Pick your battles sounds wise, but creates a dynamic where minor irritations accumulate until they explode. Dishes in the sink or chronic lateness build into major arguments when ignored. Happy wife, happy life maintains superficial peace while preventing authentic connection. One partner suppresses feelings while the other bears the burden of decisions. Most damaging is sweeping issues under the rug, creating an emotional tripping hazard. Saying it's not a big deal often means I lack the emotional capacity to deal with this now. Many divorces result not from fighting too much, but from avoiding difficult conversations until problems become insurmountable. What if instead of viewing conflict as a battle with winners and losers, you saw it as necessary contrast enabling growth? Just as we wouldn't know light without darkness, relationship conflicts reveal new desires and possibilities. Each disagreement becomes an opportunity to practice vulnerability, develop empathy, and strengthen emotional intelligence together. When conflicts arise, your reactions stem from emotions already inside you, just as squeezing an orange only produces orange juice. These triggers consist of the external stimulus, the activated emotion, and your automatic response. Minor incidents feel significant because they connect to past experiences. Your partner forgetting trash duty might trigger deeper fears about commitment. Instead of vaguely describing feelings as mad or hurt, specifically labeling emotions enhances self-awareness. Are you feeling abandoned, betrayed, insecure, or inadequate? Each emotion manifests physically through increased heart rate, muscle tension, or shallow breathing. Your triggered behavior is the unconscious reaction following emotional flooding. Like a predictable character, you default to responses that often damage your relationship more than the original trigger. This amygdala hijack bypasses normal brain processing, activating fight, flight, freeze responses. Pattern interrupts can break these destructive cycles. Try using random code words like marshmallow that force a pause, or the phrase same team, reminding you that your allies facing a challenge together rather than opponents. Most couples invest thousands in wedding planning, but never develop a strategy for handling inevitable disagreements. Without clear boundaries, arguments become dangerous free-for-all fights, where the original issue gets lost amid escalating emotions. Couples with established conflict protocols report 60% higher satisfaction rates. Create written agreements such as no name-calling, no bringing up past issues, no interrupting, and no storming out. Start with just 4 agreements to prevent overwhelm, focusing on those that will prevent the most harm. Review quarterly and adjust as needed. Maintain your love account, an invisible gauge measuring how loved and appreciated you feel. Couples need a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions. Small, frequent bids for connection, like kisses, compliments, and inside jokes, sustain relationships. Modern busyness often leads to drive-by conversations that blindside partners with important topics. About 67% of relationship conflicts escalate due to poor timing rather than the actual issue. Ask, is now a good time to talk about blank, to give your partner agency to engage immediately or schedule when they're mentally prepared. Even with preventative measures, disagreements will occur because you're human. Many couples forget the original issue and start fighting about how they're fighting. The key is developing better conflict skills so disagreements foster growth rather than division. To regain self-awareness during heated moments, breathe deeply, pause before responding, check your feelings and desired outcome, and maintain open body language. There's a crucial difference between storming out, a reactive escape, and requesting a timeout, a communicated pause with commitment to return. For an effective timeout, recognize escalating emotions, calmly request the pause, specify duration, commit to returning, and follow through. The goal during conflict isn't agreement, but understanding each other's perspectives. True listening means empathizing with their viewpoint, validating feelings, creating safety to share, and growing together. Try designated speaker-listener roles with time limits. Most people overestimate their communication clarity. The assumption that they should just know damages relationships. Partners cannot read minds. Clear communication requires providing context, stating your positive commitment, giving specific details, not vague requests, and confirming understanding.
When conflicts aren't fully resolved, they linger and resurface. Complete conflict resolution involves 5 steps: reflect, plus responsibility, plus remind, plus reconnect, plus reconcile. First, reflect on what lessons exist for you personally. Even when your partner seems to have caused the disagreement, what emerges during conflict was already inside you. Taking responsibility isn't about blame, but about responsibility, your capacity to respond consciously. Replace, "I wouldn't have gotten short with you if you weren't nagging," with, "I didn't tell you I needed quiet time." After conflicts, review your established agreements together as a team accountability check. When you've broken an agreement, acknowledge it directly. "I broke our agreement not to leave the room. I'm sorry." Physical reconnection after conflict is crucial, even before you feel emotionally ready. Breaking the touch barrier stimulates feel-good hormones and reminds you both you're on the same team. Finally, create win-win solutions. Write your shared goal, generate multiple solutions, discuss which options feel like wins for both partners, and implement one solution with clear expectations.
While managing conflict effectively is crucial, maintaining connection is the ultimate goal. True love requires consistent nurturing through intentional practices, like tending a garden. Drawing from Thich Nhat Hanh's teachings, 4 essential elements constitute true love: kindness, bringing happiness through focused attention; compassion, easing suffering through empathy rather than fixing emotions; joy, creating a compelling shared future; and freedom, allowing partners to pursue fulfillment and communicate openly. These elements must be cultivated through daily practice. Merely desiring them isn't enough. Remember that progress equals happiness, not perfection. 2 simple practices maintain momentum: expressing gratitude aloud, even during challenges, and giving undivided attention. Try sitting face to face without distractions, looking into each other's eyes for 1 minute, which often results in feeling more seen and understood than in years. The journey from conflict to connection isn't about perfection, but progress. Success lies in consistent small actions rather than grand gestures, viewing challenges as opportunities for growth. The real magic happens in learning to navigate differences together, creating a partnership that strengthens with each challenge.